We'll sure have a good time. If you'd like to join us, we put out a quarterly newsletter. The dues are $10 a year for an individual or a family. We've got a sign-up sheet over here at the sign-up table. You can give us your name and address, and we'll put you on our mailing list. Okay, looks like Amy's back now, but she's trying to play a guitar. Yeah, don't go away. There's still quite a bit left. We've got eight more contestants in this category, and then we have, I believe, six people signed up for contemporary and three for twin fiddling. If you'd like to enter any of these contests, including the rustic, you can still sign up. We haven't closed the list yet. Well, let's go ahead and continue now the rustic category with number 14, Dan Green. Dan, you ready? He's rosining his bow over there, so he'll be over in just a second. A joke? I was trying to think of one that's clean enough for a mixed company. Come on, Tammy. Okay, look, you ready, Dan? Tell us where you're from and what you're going to play.
Gainesville, Florida, and we'll start off with Colored Aristocracy.
Thank you.
Good job, Dan. Okay, Pete Peterman. Up next, Pete Peterman from Gainesville, followed by Alan Hood from Tallahassee, Joe Nelson from Savannah, and Mike Kemp. Pete, you ready? Either one of these mics, whichever one you prefer. Yeah, tell us where you're from, Pete, and what tunes you're playing.
I'm from Gainesville, Florida. You're going to play a couple of my favorite banjo tunes. One of them is Cherokee Shuffle, and the other one is, what's the other tune I want to play? Sail Away, Ladies. But in the other order, though. Thank you.
was Pete Peterman, number 15 from Gainesville. We've already had number 16. That's Richard Seaman. He played earlier. So next is number 17, Alan Hood, followed by Joe Nelson, Mike Kemp, and Everett Whitman. Tell us where you're from, Alan.
Currently St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, and you're going to be sure to tell what you're going to play.
I'd like to thank Mia Gerber for helping me out here. This is a James Bryan tune. Next tune we'd like to do is Briar Pickin' Brown.
That was number 17, Alan Hood from St. Augustine. Next up is Joe Nelson from Savannah. Where you at, Joe? Anybody seen Joe? Okay, we'll move on to number 19, Mike Kemp. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Front and center. Wake up. Okay, this is number 19, Mike Kemp. He'll be followed by Everett Whitman, or Joe, if Joe shows up. What we're going to do after this event, this is the rustic category. This is old-time style fiddling. What we'll do is after everybody's played, after all the contestants have played, we'll have a little break while we total up the scores. We're going to get the judges up here. Since they're judging these folks, we want you to be able to see what they can do. And then after that, we've got six people in the contemporary and three registered for twin fiddling. So we're going to run those right back to back without a break. Okay, Mike, where are you staying these days?
I'm staying in Micanopy.
And you're going to play?
I'm going to play. The first one is a variation of an old tune. It's called Tired and Greasy. And the other one is Piney Woods Gal. Actually, I'm going to play Piney Woods Gal first and then play Tired and Greasy. Dry and dusty, or tired and greasy, as we call it around here.
Mike. Okay, that was Mike Kemp from Micanopy. He's number 19. Next up will be Everett Whitman. Everett came down from Asheville, North Carolina. He's a good old Florida boy, but he lives up in North Carolina now and grows apples. So, and Joe Nelson, we've sent a runner to try to find him. I'd really like y'all to hear him. But he must have wandered off, as fiddlers do. Come on up, Everett. Okay, go ahead and say where you're from, Everett, and tell us what you're going to play.
I'm a native of Sarasota, but I live in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm going to play an old version of the Wagner. I'm waiting in line too long. Related to one of those tunes, The Last of Callahan, where it was a story about the guy was condemned to hang, and if he could play a tune on the fiddle, he would be given a reprieve. And he played a tune they called Callahan, Last of Callahan. This is sort of related.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Everett was an inspiration to me when I started playing. He taught me a lot of the tunes that that I still play for dances and whatnot. He's got more tunes than Carter's got liver pills. Okay, last contestant in the Rustic category is Joe Nelson from Savannah. Come on up, Joe. We found him. Tell us where you're from and what you're going to play.
Joe Nelson from Savannah. First one I'm going to do is Lost Girl. And move the microphone. Maybe here we go. Let me get here.
Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on with this.
Thanks for waiting on us. Sure about the name of this one, so we'll call it a White Spring Stomp.
That was Joe Nelson, final contestant in the rustic category. Joe has a partner named Rick Nelson. They play a lot around Savannah and up into Charleston and occasionally make it down into Florida. We brought him down about a month ago to put on a show in High Springs. They play a lot of old-time music, but they also write songs. My particular favorite is one named Spike the Lizard-Eating Feline. Maybe we can get Joe to sing it in the campground later on. Okay, we're going to total up the scores, and while we're doing that, we're going to get the judges up here to strut their stuff. We'll ask each one of them to play a tune or two so you can see how the winners did last year. Now, you'll see the people that win in the individual categories, the junior, the rustic, contemporary, and twin fiddles, will be on the main stage tonight. I believe it's about 7:15. We bring them all back up together, let them each play a tune, and then get them to play pick out a tune and play it all together at once. So it ain't over yet. I believe what we're going to do in the interest of time, this contest is scheduled to run till 4 o'clock, but as usual, we're going to run over a little bit. We have 6 people registered right now in contemporary fiddle. If you'd like to, if you haven't registered yet, feel free to go ahead and sign up. And we have 3 in the twin fiddle. So instead of taking a break between those two, we're just going to run it right on through the 6 contemporary and the 3 twin fiddlers and do their ribbons and awards after both of the categories are done. We'll bring up old Buzz Sibley first here. He'll play a tune for you.
I'm going to try this old sledge.
Is kind of sneaky. I first met him when I was in school over in Gainesville. I was walking across the Plaza of the Americas, and here's some kid sitting out there playing the banjo, playing bluegrass style. And at that time, we were having the Wednesday night sessions in Melrose, and I asked him to come out and, you know, just play with everybody, meet the pickers around in the area. And he came out there off and on for a couple of years, and he walked in one night with a fiddle, and nobody there had ever heard Buzz play a fiddle before, and he just blew everybody out of the water. He'd been sitting in his living room practicing for 2 years without telling anybody. But, okay, next up we got Bob Murphy from Coconut Creek, Florida.
I'm going to do a tune. It's kind of a Melvin Wine version of Richmond.
Bob is carrying on the tradition as best as he can. He's got both of his children. If you're here earlier, you saw Seamus and Katie play in the junior division. We're real proud of them. Next up, we have Amy Cox. Amy is one of our stars here in Florida. She is the youngest person to have held a master, what is it called, Amy? Master apprenticeship from the Folklife Bureau. She was a master and showed Bob. Bob was her apprentice. They won the twin fiddling last year.
It's Dick, right?
Yeah.
Burn that fat. We're going to burn it, right?
Huh? Would I do that?
Thank you.
That's what the judges can do. I want to remind everybody the results are final. The decisions of the judges. We've got the results of the rustic category. Third place from Tallahassee, we got Tom Ventrice. How about that? Old Tom finally coming to the fore. Is he around? He's probably taking a nap. Okay, second place. Rustic category is Lindsey Smith from Tallahassee. Is Lindsey around?
Better take his too, Steve.
All right, in first place, we got, let's see, build a little suspense here. See if I see the guy. Mike Stapleton from freshly from Micanopy. Is he still around? There he is. Michael also plays in an accordion in a Cajun band called Gumbo Limbo.
Thank you, sir. Wait a minute.
I've never been in the Army. Don't. Okay. We'll continue on. Just go ahead and right into the contemporary class. First up, we have Bill Good. I'll go ahead and read the order for everybody. We've got Bill Good first. Second is Jane Wells Scott. Third is Cindy Brophy. Fourth is Claire Davis. Fifth is Ash Reeder. And sixth is Hank Taylor. Is Bill around? Here we go. And the twin fiddles, we're not going to break after the contemporary. We're going, in the interest of time, we're going right through with the twins. First will be Mary Carrer and Mary Gordon. Second will be Dan Green and Tammy Murray. Third will be Alan Hood and Jonathan Gerber. Okay, Bill, tell us where you're from. This is Bill Good. Tell us where you're from and what you're going
to
play.
Okay, first I'd like to thank Penny Dixon, who's playing on the hammer dulcimer with me. My name is Bill Good. I'm from Yalaha, Florida. It's down near Leesburg, and Penny's from Leesburg. First song we're going to start with is a song called Soldier's Joy. Next one's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you.
you very much. Enjoyed it.
That was number one, Bill Good from Yalaha. Is that how you say it? Yalaha. Okay. Second, we got Jane Wells Scott from Tallahassee, followed by Cindy Brophy from Tallahassee and Claire Davis from Pensacola. Jane, tell us where you're from and what you're going to play.
I think you told everybody I was from Tallahassee. That's where I'm from. The first one I'm going to play is called The Fairy Queen. It's not really a waltz, but it's in three.
Thank you.
Jane and her husband Gordon last year spent a few weeks over in Ireland. I guess you can tell. Okay, third contestant, Cindy Brophy from Tallahassee. I learned something about Cindy and her husband. What's his name?
Rob.
Rob. They graduated from Bluegrass College out in Texas here a while back. Well, this is Cindy Brophy from Tallahassee.
Hi. First song. Okay, first tune we're going to play is one from Texas. It's called Beaumont Rag. But I guess you're supposed to play like a waltz or something. We'll try it. This is a Roxanne Waltz or something like it anyway.
Next up, we have Claire Davis, then Ash Reeder, and Hank Taylor.
Yeah, we got us a regular set. Let me get on the middle.
Claire's my old buddy from a long time ago. She took fifth at the big fiddle convention in Galax, Virginia about 10 years ago. Where are you from, Claire?
You mean now?
Yeah, where are you staying? Let's
put Milton, that. Milton, Florida.
Milton?
The first tune here is called the Foggy Dew King of the Fairies Medley, and then we're going to do a waltz called Jessica's Waltz. Thank you. Thank you.
Ash Reeder from, well, I'd better let him tell you where he's from. We've been trying to send him copies of the Florida Fiddler and don't have his right address. Then, let's see, after Ash will be Hank Taylor. We're going to go right on into the twin fiddling after the contemporary. First up for twin will be Mary Carroll and Mary Gordon, then Dan Green and Tammy Murray, and third will be Alan Hood.
Are there any rules?
Two tunes. All right, Ash, where are you living these days?
I'm living in Melbourne, which used to be a town called O'Galley, but...
O'Galley.
That's better than Hog's Alley. Anyway, they unified, and it's now called Melbourne. It's just south of Cape Kennedy. Our first tune is Roxanne Waltz, but before we begin that, I'd like to say thanks to Tammy Murray for playing rhythm guitar for me. Second tune is Bully of the Town. Who are you mugging for? Thank you. That's the purple thing.
All right, here's your participant ribbon, Ash. And Tammy, you've been working so hard today. We had one more guest ribbon left.
Aww,
so you
thank
get
you.
The big accompaniment.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, this will be the final entry in the contemporary contest. This will be Hank Taylor. Where are you from, Hank?
From Tallahassee, east of Tallahassee, close to Lake Miccosukee.
And tell us what tunes you're going to play.
I'm going to play a waltz called Black Hawk. Black-Eyed Susie.
That was the final contestant, number 6 in contemporary. We're going to go right into the twin category. First up will be Mary Carrier and Mary Gordon. They're our winners 2 years ago, so you're in for a treat.
You didn't have to tell them. Can I take down one of these microphones here from mine? Maybe you can have one of those.
I'll take that one. Is this on?
I'm Mary Gordon. I'm from Coral Springs.
And you're supposed to tell where you're from.
And I was already here, Mary Carraher from Punta Gorda.
And
should we introduce our husbands accompanying
no.
us?
Okay. We're going to play Pig Ankle Rag.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
our second tune is West Virginia Rag.
Next up, we have Dan Green and Tammy Murray, followed by Alan Hood and Jonathan Gerber. Okay, be sure and, for the benefit of the tape, tell them who you are, where you're from, and what you're going to play.
They said tape. Can't play now. I'm Dan Green from Gainesville, and Tammy Murray is from Gainesville as well. And we're going to start off with a tune we haven't heard yet the whole weekend, Ashokan Farewell.
Ashokan.
And we're accompanied by Carla Brandt.
From beautiful downtown Trenton, right?
Downtown Gilchrist County.
Thank you.
have Pete Smith joining us for the second tune. It's known as Cherokee Shuffle and also known as the Lost Indian.
Oh, wait, we gotta pick.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for a pick.
Sorry about that. Beep, beep, beep. Beep. Yeah.
Okay, final contestants, I guess, of the contest are Alan Hood and John Gerber. Okay.
You need this one, John? Go ahead and take that. Tell us where you're from.
My name's Alan. I'm from St. Augustine currently. We're going to play Pretty Little Girl with Blue Dress On. This is Mia and Jonathan from Bunnell.
Give me a minute. Thank you.
I'm going to play Pay de Ho next, which is a French Canadian tune.
All right, that was the final entry in the fiddle contest for this year, the 1993 State Fiddle Contest. While the points are being totaled up for the twin fiddle, we're going to go ahead and give out the awards for the contemporary. Third place, we've got Ash Reeder from O'Galley, Florida. Where's Ash? Here he comes. We lost Ash's address. He hadn't been getting his Florida fiddlers. Okay, second place, Claire Davis from Milton, Florida.
Done it again. One more.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, first place, the winner is Cindy Brophy from Tallahassee. I know she's been placing for years.
But
yeah, you got it. Did a good job. How are we doing on the...
Got first place.
Okay.
Oh, no, you want to
Okay, this is a great contest here. There are three entrants, so everybody gets something. Third place, we got Alan Hood and John Gerber. Okay, second place, we got Mary Squared, Mary Carraher, and Barry Gordon from Punta Gorda and Carl Springs, Florida.
That means you're off the hook for judging next year.
Yeah, that's right. That means we have to do something.
Thank you. We're going to be playing a contra dance on our group tonight at 7:30.
Okay.
If you'd like to announce.
All right, Mary just told me that their group will be playing for the Contra Dance tonight at 7:30, right here. Okay, first place, Tammy Murray and Dan Green from Gainesville. Good job, folks.
Where's Tammy?
I want to remind everybody that the winners in each category.
Congratulations. There you go.
Okay, you'll see them again tonight. I believe it's 7:10. It's somewhere close to 7 o'clock tonight on the main stage. We're going to get the winners in each category, the junior, the rustic, contemporary, and twin, back up to play a tune or two each, and then all get together and play a tune. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out, and thank especially all the participants. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It matters how you play the game, and we're proud to see so many people interested in fiddling.